Driver, follow that cab.
What for?
Who knows? It's a tradition. Now, the old mansion was a gloomy, foreboding place. I approached it with suspicion and trepidation. Leaving them to guard the front and rear doors, I took off my shoes and went in.
Hey, wait for me.
Who are you?
Inspector Murphy, the detective. I have the eye of an eagle, the nose of a bloodhound, and the mind of a genius.
You have?
Yeah, and I'm sick of carrying them around. Where can I put them down?
Well, hello, man. Did you get out of breath climbing up that hill? You boys are supposed to be detectives. Aren't you going to ask me any questions?
Sure. What were you doing the night of May 18th?
Never mind that. What are you doing next Saturday night?
Murphy, you're forgetting yourself. Let's attend strictly to business.
You're right. Strictly to business. Sorry.
I'll toss you to see who searches him.
Alona!
Pardon, madam. Are these riffraff disturbing you?
It's my butler, Immaculate Miller. Immaculate, why do you call the gentleman riffraff?
They're abominable clothes, milady. For instance, flat top here. He's wearing a fatigue suit.
What do you mean, fatigue suit? This is no fatigue suit.
It looks pretty tired. And you, sir. You, the crumb behind the cookie duster.
Who, me?
That shirt you're wearing. That shirt is made of a very cheap grade of cloth.
Cheap cloth? Funny, the label said it was Pillsbury's best.
Never mind, Immaculate. Get the jerk some tea.
Very well, but we're all out of sugar.
As the butler retired into the depths of his pantry, I gave him two lumps. Then I noticed Inspector Murphy was looking at the body.
Mm-hmm. Is this the body?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wonder who did it.
Oh, stop hounding me. I confess, I shot my husband. I hated him. I hated him. I hated him.
Stop stalling.
Obviously, a case of suicide.
I shot him from behind. How could a man shoot himself from behind?
Rearview mirror.
Quiet, Harlow. Now, Angela, your husband just signed a $1 million insurance policy, didn't he?
Yes. When I came in the room, the ink was still wet.
Yeah? Then what?
I blotted him.
Well, Clona, I can see we'll never get anything out of her. Let's get out our microscopes and look for fingerprints.
Good idea, Murphy. Mm-hmm. Fingerprints here?
Mm-hmm. Fingerprints here.
Mm-hmm. Fingerprints here?
Mm-hmm. Fingerprints here?
Uh-uh. No fingerprints in here.
No wonder you're looking down my throat.
Hold it, Clona. Maybe we're on the wrong track. Were you at the time of the shooting? Just where were you?
Me? I was in my office.
Well, we'll see about that. I've had a man following you. Hey, Sam, did you put a tail on Marlowe?
Yeah, and on him it looks natural.
Well, you're okay. What'll we do next?
Follow the logical procedure. Angela?
Yes?
Here, stick your thumb in this thick black ink.
Like this?
Yes. Now we roll your thumb forward on this paper. Now we roll it backward. Forward, backward, forward, backward.
Mr. Marlowe, what's this for?
For fun. Now you do it to me. I'll get that. Hello.
Hello, Chief.
My luscious secretary, Tilton Linton. Tilton, did you do as I ordered?
Yes, Chief. I went out and rounded up every low-down, suspicious character in town. But, Chief, please hurry back.
Why? Are you in danger?
Yes. They're all trying to sell me used cars. Mr. Marlowe, what happened to Mr. Murphy?
Probably ran away now that things are getting dangerous. Angela, so that you'll be safe, I'll lock you into your room. I'll lock the door now. Okay, I'll lock it from the outside. Now, Chris, tell me, did you, by any chance, see this killing take place?
Oh, of course not.
Uh-huh.
I shut my eyes when I pulled the trigger.
This case was growing more baffling by the minute. Why should this young, lovely girl kill an 80-year-old man who had just taken out a $10 million insurance policy? Didn't make sense. If I could only figure out who had a motive, I sat down to think about this, idly leafing through a Sears Roebuck catalog.
Hey, Marlowe, you fool. While you've been wasting time, I figured out who killed the old man.
Sure, I did it.
No, you didn't. I figured it out by looking at the corpse.
By looking at the corpse?
Yeah, look here.
Yeah?
White tie?
Yeah.
Look here, tails.
Mm-hmm.
And look there, pink sneakers. Immaculate Miller, you were the guilty man.
Yes, I did it. I did it. I couldn't stand his clothes. I did it, and I'm glad, glad, glad.
Stop him, he's running for the window.
You'll never get me alive.
He bounced back.
It always happens when you jump out these basement windows.
Well, Miller, come along with me.
Well, this is a very baffling case. Very baffling, Miss Lansbury.
Yes.
You're a clever little beauty. I see that I'll have to make scorching love to you and coax the solution out of you. Angela, come into my manly arms.
But, Colonna, the mystery is over. The case is solved.
Now shut up! I know what I'm doing. Come close. You can steer my handlebars with your lips.
Oh, Gerald, you're wonderful.
Well, that's enough dramatic acting and enough horror. So let's turn to the beautiful things of life, which can only mean an encore from lovely Martha Tilton, who's ready with...
A little thing called How Are Things in Glacamora. This one's for Wayne, Walt, John, and Glenn in Kanoya, Japan. Maestro? Does that laddie with a twinkling eye go?